Namaste. Namaste to you. Namaste to each and everyone on this planet. Bowing with respect and joy. Namaste. And if we add, maybe you already have. Actually, the physical motion of a bow, ever so slight, with a tilt of the head, or even more from the waist. It elicits, it supports a truth in what we are saying with our words and our mind. Namaste. And as one does that, certainly as I do that, it elicits not only respect and gratitude and appreciation for each and every one of you and each and every one that I hold in my mind, but it also elicits that confidence again in you. Confidence in each and every one of us as human beings to bring forward the fullness of our human potential. So, namaste. I have great confidence in you and everyone I know and everyone I don't know. And I can have that confidence, and I hope you can too. Beginning with yourself, because of the changes that each and every one of us has made over a lifetime, and certainly over the last whatever short period of time, few years. So let us be with that. Let us reflect on that. Let us honor that and celebrate that. And then with great joy, we remind ourselves that all beings are equal to myself. And that if I individually have advanced the changes in myself, the alchemy and transformations in myself that I have over whatever period of time, all beings are equal to myself. And we can have great confidence in humanity. And celebrate that. And so I celebrate that you individually, each and every one of you, that I can call by name, including many who will do this by podcast. You are a multidimensional being and have tapped into and are now residing and embodying more of your dimensions. And oh my word, do I celebrate that namaste with great joy. So it doesn't matter if somebody anywhere on the planet coins a new phrase and says fifth dimension that and fourth dimension this and extraterrestrials and intraterrestrials and kids on the spectrum being new kinds of human beings. It doesn't matter. Each and every one of us is the evidence. Not of something new, something never before, of something inside. And we've simply opened to it. How marvelous is that? And yes, if we get help from other beings, it wouldn't be the first time in this planet's history, nor the last. And we can call them by any names we want, including hierarchy and ascended ones and Hathors and everything else. But each and every one of us can look in the mirror and say, yes, I have changed. I am a more full human being. And I did it myself. And we don't say it with ego, we say it with honesty. There was no magic wand. Even if we use an accoutrement somewhere along the way, there was no magic wand. We took something upon ourselves. We took ourselves earnestly, honestly. How marvelous. And so we sit in the vibration of that, not ego, in the vibration of that, in the ground of that, in the rippling, resonating vibrations and essence of that fact that I myself am a changing being and changing into more full dimensions of my own essence presence. Well, that matters. That is a pond and its ripples going out. And we are not alone. Not only each of us here, live right now, but we are not alone. This is a very large group field, actually. And it is not alone. There are group fields all over this world. Intent. Intent. On the same. Over all aspiration, fundamental expansion and change and clarification of oneself in one's environment, in one's relationships, in one's world, for the betterment of all, oneself and all others. Wow. Seriously, wow. We can have full confidence, unquestioned. Yes. And so we breathe because it is the absolute essence of being. It is presence in this moment. We come back to our own ground. Breathe. And we let that breath be accompanied by all manner of thoughts. Gratitude for oxygen. Gratitude that this is a shared experience. Whatever thoughts you have. Thoughts that are true about breathing in this breath and our shared existence. That our very existence is made possible by others. It's not made possible by ourselves. It's made possible. It's the continuation of this life is possible only by others. This breath doesn't come from human beings. And look at what happens to our mind. It just calms right down. My mind just smooths out like a baby's bottom, like the air in the room itself. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. With a little... I'm sorry. There goes the gentle voice. Oh, the whole thing went. Oh, well. Oh, well, I don't know what will happen.